Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We'd like to shine a special light on Ascended Health. They have amazing offerings for all of you. And with that being said, we're going to dive in today to really moving past, if you've gone through trauma, if you've gone through a life transition, how do you move past this access point where you are ready to move forward and maybe run forward at some point. And what we're going to do today is we're going to just kind of go through a process to help get us out of fight or flight. Sometimes what happens when we're in trauma and we've gone through isolation and we've rebuilt up our strength, that we don't know how to re-enter the world because we're completely different and nothing's the same. And that's okay. Oftentimes when we go through trauma and traumatic events, they are not there just to cause you hardship. They're actually a catalyst to create that shift so that you do re-enter the world with a different perspective. Sometimes those moments happen through joy. Sometimes they happen through sorrow. Whatever the case may be, however you got to here, and this is great information to remember, especially when you're helping self and if you feel compelled to help others in the future, that you be mindful of the state people are in. When someone has lost someone to death, a long-term illness, when someone has gone through a major life change where maybe they've gone through financial hardship, they've lost a long-term relationship, they have lost friendships, they have moved to different locations, even if it's a joyous choice, they have created a career change, even if that's a joyous choice, those are transitions that alter our mind, body, and spirit and ask us to reflect on what's next. How are we going to move forward and what are we going to do next? If we do not take this pause, a mindful pause, and think about where we want to go next, we have the potentiality to repeat some past habits and behaviors. So why do we want to cautiously move from one spot to the next? And why do we not want to stay in fight for flight? So if we hold on to the trauma, if we hold on to the stories, if we hold on to the grudges, if we become vindictive, we stay in that perpetual motion of fight for flight. We have an adrenal drain. Our immune system is depleted. The stress affects our entire mind, body, and spirit, and that embeds in your mind and impacts our exterior and interior landscape. It impacts how we view ourselves and others. When we have been so impacted by something that's happened in this lifetime or another, it will impact us moving forward from this lifetime to another. So this is our opportunity when we have these pivotal moments in our life to stop, reflect, shore up, and say, okay, how do I want to move forward? And am I ready? Am I ready to really let go of some of these things? And if I can't completely do it on my own, am I ready, A, to have some assistance? B, am I ready to really look in so I don't repeat these patterns over and over? And am I ready to move forward? So with that being said, I just want you to sit and reflect and ask yourself and look back and then look forward where you would like your soul, your inner being, your light, your energy field. We, just to create a kind of viewpoint for this world system and the universe, is that we are energy. We are sound and light. We're vibrational frequencies. If we forget all the density that we perceive, that's what we are. There's something inside of you. Having worked with people in death, that when they depart, something leaves them. I've watched it happen. I experience it on a nightly basis because I actually exit my physical body. So we have this part of us that does not belong to the temple in which we inhabit. The reason I share this in relation to fight for flight is that if we hold on to these traumas within that inner energy field, we'll bring them with us to the next. And Why not liberate them now? Why not work at moving past them? If you have intense trauma to move past, do the work. Maybe this isn't a lifetime that you're supposed to be out there. Maybe this is a lifetime that you're supposed to be inward and really moving past some of these things. The beautiful key to here to remember is that you have all the resources within you, and you can have support systems to help take you there. We are going to connect right now. I just want you to just sit back, just kind of connect with my lead-in to this segment, and we're going to connect to a beautiful being I met in Costa Rica. Her name is Ann Heaton, and she was definitely in a transition when I met her, and I love her humor and her way about her. This song is called The Alchemist, and it says beautifully what's lying inside of all of us, and sometimes we forget. So as you listen to her words, her music, just take some deep breaths, breathe into the heart center, breathing in and out, creating this beautiful wheel with the breath, filling the entire body with oxygen, and then releasing through the mouth. Remember, when you fill that body, to fill up the both hemispheres of your brain, your third eye, imagine activating your pineal gland and releasing that breath through the mouth and the nose, and then inhaling and filling that body back up again. With that being said, just take a deep breath. Welcome in a gentle pause and reflect.
You have been fighting it with medicine. You have been fighting it by talking to friends. You have been fighting it by not fighting it and surrendering.
Make me a ruby. Hold me up to the sun. Make self a ruby. Hold yourself up to the sun. And if we connect to our inner capabilities, it's so profound. Last night where I'm at, the trees and the wind was moving quite rapidly, and it's a warm, dry, wind-filled day here. And that movement is what is often needed to propel self forward, to propel self into the next. And as you connect to that, I just want you to think, as you move deeper and deeper to the inner self, and think about why you'd want to move forward with something. And it could be out of trauma. It could be just to take initiative to stop procrastinating and move forward with your dreams. It could be to finally stand up in your truth and start attracting relationships and a lifestyle that's more aligned with your highest self. It could be that you held yourself hostage to a story that no longer serves, and are you ready to take action? So with that being said, it could be any of those things, and just take a moment and think about where you'd like to go and how you'd like to get there. And as you're thinking and connecting and diving deeper, we're going to talk about why. Well, one, it's not healthy to hold self in stagnation. It's not healthy to stay in that in-between from trauma to back to living. It's not healthy to stay there forever. In Tibetan studies, in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, you'll have the bardo, the in-between, when you take transit from one body to your next existence. And within that, if we look at that as a metaphor right now and or reality, within that, if you don't move on, it does not become pleasant. It's very similar to when we have spirits or quote-unquote ghosts stuck in areas or energy fields that don't feel right. If they don't move on, a stagnation occurs. And also what occurs is that whatever is really chewing at you can exasperate in a fear, a psychosis. It can exasperate into many different shapes and forms, depression. It can just hold you hostage so you're not able to fully live and experience. Our energy forms are dynamic. We're moving through the universe. We're moving through space. We know this because we're in a ball spiraling through space, that we are dynamic beings and we're not meant to be stagnant. We know this by looking out at nature, that they have a cycle. The trees have a cycle. The trees have a longer cycle than most human beings. The plants have a cycle, so we can abide in the vegetation, the birds, the animals, the insects. Everyone has a cycle. So we know that by laws of nature, we are meant to keep in motion. So once we say, wow, it's not so healthy, I've made it, the veils are kind of lifting, I'm ready, or I'm ready to start addressing what I'm passionate about and stop holding it at bay. I'm really ready and I'm tired of blocking myself. So if you're ready, then you need to mindfully address what has been the obstacle, what has been holding you back. We're going to take, if it's trauma, if it's a big life-changing incident, okay, we know what it has been. Are you ready to let go of the stories around that? And if you are, fantastic. Then you just start moving away from it. If you had a repetitive story of low self-worth, loathing self, self-judgment of self and others, or thinking that you're not good enough to move into this next phase, that can create the stagnation and the block. So here I want you to imagine those monkeys. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. So this beautiful image of these fun little monkeys that can be mischievous are talking about exactly what needs to happen when you're ready to move forward. It's that those things that keep you from moving forward. So if all you can see is the negative in the world, if all you can see is the rage in the world or the things that make you mad or the people that betrayed you, if that's all you can see, guess what? That's where you're going to stay. If all you can hear is the negativity or hear your story over and over again, that's all that you're going to do, and you're not going to get to move past and start blooming new things. If all that you can do is speak negativity, that's where you're going to stay. So that's where it really starts, is start to really first focus and pay attention to what you're hearing, what's around you, and what you're seeing and what you're speaking. So, for instance, if you're coming out of an addictive pattern, an eating disorder, a consumption disorder of alcohol, material goods, sex, drugs, any of those things, if you're coming out of that addictive behavior, guess what? You can't stay in that room with all those people that help participate in that. You're going to be going to a different room. You know, it's like checking into a hotel and deciding you don't like the hotel room and you're going to go to a different one. So also, sometimes when we experience trauma, we experience death, that actually not only ends maybe a person's life, it also ends relationships. This happens a lot of times in long-term illness, when you've aided someone to their passage. Relationships change, and this will happen in divorce. Relationships change. It's kind of like the sever, and then things kind of filter out, and everyone moves to where they're supposed to be next. And it can't stay the same, because maybe if it was a couple that was married, the catalyst of their relationship and being in all these different situations was their dynamic together. Now that it's separate, it changes, and those two people find their way, and some get to stay with some of the old friends, some don't. And that's just part of the shift in the dynamic nature of our universe. So when we stop and we look at what's around us and what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're speaking, we start to realize, do I want to be here? And you have to ask yourself that. Do I want to sit in these conversations anymore? And if the answer is no, you are free. You are free to get up and move away from there and move into an arena where you feel more at home. The next step, after we start observing this, what's happening on around us, is that we then begin to practice listening with a clear mind, listening with clear thoughts and clear hearts, seeing with a clear mind and a clear heart, and speaking with a clear mind and clear heart. What you can introduce here is cultivating the meditation silence. This will help with that. This will bring down when the trauma comes up. You can bring the stillness and help release that. The next aspect of this is when we're vulnerable, when we're afraid to go back out into the world and we're not exactly sure where we want to go, is that we are going to have to define kind of our boundaries, our container that we're comfortable with. And this is really important, because this will keep you safe. It's important for you to feel safe till you're fully up on your own two feet. And it may take a while, and it's okay. And I encourage you not to make them concrete boundaries. Be flexible, because we are dynamic beings. But open yourself to thinking, what do I need my boundaries to be so I stay safe, so I don't fall into old habits that I was in before, or I don't get hurt again, or I'm really afraid to lose someone again because I just lost someone really close to me. So what are my boundaries? And boundaries, that's kind of sounds like a hard word, but really it can mean that you're going to have a boundary with self, not necessarily with others, that, wow, I'm going to really encourage myself to communicate what I'm going through and take full ownership for all my discomfort that arises. That's going to keep me safe, because I'm going to let this other being know how I feel in a situation when it arises, and that will help keep you in a container that feels safe as you move forward. Now, to add some lightheartedness to this right now, we're going to read a little poetry. I'm going to read it to you. Is from Shel Silverstein, Where the Sidewalk Ends. Always loved his book since I was a kid, and his kind of funny sense of humor. So in the heart of having boundaries, we can use a little comedy here. My rules. If you want to marry me, here's what you'll have to do. You must learn how to make a perfect chicken. chicken dumpling stew, and you must sew my holy socks and soothe my troubled mind and develop the knack for scratching my back and keeping my shoes spotlessly shined. And while I rest, you must rake up the leaves, and when it's hailing and snowing, you must shovel the walk and be still when I talk. And hey, where are you going? So this is a great little reflection, is that while I'm stating to have some boundaries, have the boundaries with self, don't impose these boundaries on other people, because more than likely you'll repel them. Remind yourself, and I have to do this for myself, is that however you choose to live your life, choose to live it, and you don't have to announce it, but also you can hold yourself accountable. And if you're in a situation that's not comfortable, then you're probably not supposed to be there, and then you can move away from it, and that will keep you from being vulnerable. And sometimes it's hard, because maybe you want to be accepted in all situations, but maybe you're not meant to hang out in certain crowds. It's just not aligned. Remember, we're all moving through our pathways the best we can, and all sets are not going to be comfortable for all of us. That's just a reality that we all need to digest. So as I mentioned earlier, meditation, we're going to do a little meditation right now. We're going to connect to the root, reshoring up this foundation to clear the mind and clear the heart, so you can start to see the world a little bit differently, so you'll feel safe to come out of your container, is to reconnect to our root. It's really important. So I'm going to guide you through a little base foundational reconnecting to the earth, remembering that we are in a ball spiraling through space very rapidly. So we don't need to spend too much time getting too, as we would say in Ayurveda, vatted out. We don't need to spend too much time spiraling. However, we can spend time really connecting to the earth and rebuilding up that foundation and figuring out what we want that foundation to be. It probably has shifted. And then from there, we're going to go into Enve, forgiveness. The earth prayer. The reason I say forgiveness is because oftentimes, whether we've had trauma, life change, we're choosing to do something different. Sometimes it's really hard for us to choose our passion because we feel like we're letting someone down because we're not what they are. But we have to realize that how we can all help the universe is that we can align to our vibrational frequency within the universe and start moving forward in that dynamic flow, then we're going to be at a much more whole place. So as you listen to Enve and she talks about the earth, you can think about it in reflection to yourself and how you can better hold self in connection with the earth and find that rhythm and forgive self. Let yourself have compassion and love for everything you've been through. And maybe you weren't the best and the highest during the process, but that's okay. You were doing the best you could. So with that being said, let's dive into a short visualization, taking a deep breath in. I want you to connect to that root, connect to your foundation, and imagine in the mind's eye, keeping it away from any other being on this planet. Do not put a being in your foundation. Foundation is the core that you need to sustain and regenerate self. And if we put a person in, because we are in a cyclical living cycle, then if that person leaves the temple, your sanctuary can fall. So think about what you need: food, water, shelter. And what does that look like for you? How do you want to create this foundation? And what is needed so that you can have those things to create that sanctuary for self, and that way you will be strong and able to radiate beautifully for others. I want you to imagine your mind's eye as you breathe in and out, welcoming in harmony with food, water, and shelter, and how you would like to have your physical dwelling reflect your inner dwelling. How would you like your exterior dwelling to reflect your inner dwelling? Welcoming in your mind's eye, the perfect shelter to hold you. Opening your mind's eye to see where that shelter would be. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. Just think about what it looks like. Feel it. Feel the materials. Feel that dwelling house you and hold you. And as you feel that dwelling around you, feel its foundation, feel the floor, feel the structure enter the earth, and feel your energetic structure enter the earth, and feel the energy that it receives to rise up, to receive what is needed to support that structure. As you continue to breathe in and out, and imagine this shelter for you, where you would like to go next, and don't worry about it if it's not here yet, and feel the exterior landscape that surrounds the shelter, feel the energy and how it makes self feel. Continue to breathe in and out. And now, as you breathe in, connect into the water, creation energy, and just connect to this element and what your body of water is to you, what feels most like home. And if you enjoy many bodies of water, visualize them all. Just allow yourself to bring that into your awareness. And now bring your awareness from there into just the type of vegetation, food that you would like to have around you. Welcome that in. Connect to the things that make you feel at home. And as you continue to breathe in and out, visualize yourself abiding in that food and that vegetation, sitting in that landscape and connecting to that shelter, feeling that. And now welcoming in from the universe all the aspects of that food, that water, that shelter to be into your physical life, welcoming it in as you continue to breathe in and out. And as you sit there in that special sanctuary, that shelter that's going to hold you strong as you move into your next passage, I want you to just bring your awareness to your heart and connect a little bit deeper to the earth.
Feel it all. We come from the light, and to it we shall return. We are the one.
I love you and I thank you. So here we are and connecting to that aspect of ourselves, the foundation, that shelter. I really encourage you as you're moving through this transition, because we can feel vulnerable. Maybe we don't have all our needs met, met. But if we start communicating and imagining what we would like, and this is a huge key, that if we really snuff out our imagination, our skills to imagine where and how we want to be in this world, that that will really create so much stagnation, and we don't have to listen to anyone else. So the monkeys are so great because you can bring them in and say, I don't have to listen to my mom saying this isn't possible. I don't have to listen to that person telling me I can't do this because I'm too old. I don't have to do any of that. I can just sit and imagine and use this skill, not just to sit there and just imagine and do nothing else, but use the skill of imagination and visualizing where you're ready to be next, and allow yourself to start taking action to move forward. And that might mean, okay, I got to start working again, and I'm going to start saving some money because I want to go there. It might mean that you start getting back out there into new communities and realize why you want to be there and how you want to connect and how you want to show up. So to start, once you're ready to move on, practice those things, how you're speaking, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and move yourself into the room that makes sense. Create new boundaries for self, the boundaries that you promise to hold for self, to keep yourself in that reflection of highest self. And remember to create that visualization, constantly checking in. Is food, water, and shelter being met? How are my physical ecosystems surrounding me? How do they feel? How do they look? And where do I need to shift them? Once you figure that out, then you can start moving forward into the next with a little bit more grace. So we've talked about the foundation, the root, and a great thing to do is to create space right now to clear out the shelter around you and think about where you need to let go of the stuff, the physical stuff in your ecosystem, at work, at home, in your car. Go ahead and take time to purge, make room, and then clear out the pantry, clear out the foods that you're eating, clear out your physical temple using water and good foods. And once you've done this, you'll start to notice that your ideas and your concepts and your creativity are going to start to shift, and you're going to feel more stable. If you have less to support, you'll have more room. If you're at capacity or you're storing stuff from eons back, you're not ready to move. You're holding on to that. So ask yourself why, and when you're ready, release. Let it go. Clearing the waters. You can use the momentum of fluidity, water, to move you into next. You can take this internally, good structured water, water that's been loved by you. Also, coconut water really does well for our mind, body, and soul. And taking time to be in water, washing dishes, going to the ocean, going to the river, going to the lake, just sitting by it will do you so much good. So once you've made your sanctuary, your shelters, and imagined and allow yourself to be in that space, get yourself near water, this will create the fluidity, the creation, the integration. You are water. It also helps create a clearing. Then from there, we're going to jump in with another song by Xavier Rudd called Follow the Sun, Your Inner Agni. As you're listening to Follow the Sun, I want you to breathe, intentionally breathe. Breathe from the root of your spine all the way up and out the mouth. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Take those full breaths, full body breaths, cultivating some energy in the solar plexus, and are you ready? Are you ready to follow the sun? If you are you ready to have that relationship with this beautiful star up there that we perceive and that creates a photosynthesis with the trees to give us oxygen? It also allows us to have life here on planet Earth. We have to think about our inner Agni. Is it too high or is it too low? And if you're coming out of a transition or trauma or fight for flight, it might be too low. Allow yourself to connect with the breath and with the sun as you consider letting that flame rise up a little bit higher in your solar plexus.
Yes. tomorrow's a new day for everyone. A brand new moon, a brand new sun.
Apparently, we had a fall from the sun, and that was from the album Leaf, and Follow the Sun was from Xavier Rudd. Both magnificent artists, and if inspired, please support any of these artists that I'm sharing with you on this segment. There, we connected to our inner Agni with the breath, connecting to our momentum to move forward. So if you're at a place where you're ready to move forward, as we've discussed thus far in this segment, is that we have to take time to really shore up, meaning evaluate what our foundation is, what we want it to be, meaning food, water, shelter, how we want to have that in our life, and what's involved in welcoming in that, receiving it. This might mean making changes in how we abide in food, water, and shelter, how we create it, how we attract what we need, receive what we need so we can be in that ecosystem. Earlier on in the meditation, when you saw yourself in that landscape, that ecosystem that made you feel at home, I want to encourage all of you to take time, no matter where you are, whether you're coming out of fight for flight or trauma, or you're ready to really take ownership and empowerment to move into that aspect of your being that you've always wanted to be or experience or explore, that you take time to imagine what this ecosystem is around you and what you want to do with it and where you want to go with it. If you take time on a daily basis to imagine, visualize that ecosystem around you that you need, that makes you feel at home. If you can't be in that ecosystem right now, at least in the future, you might find yourself there. If it's even for just a vacation, it doesn't matter, but you can travel there. I was born on these islands that are in the middle of the Pacific known as Hawaii, these Polynesian islands. And as a kid, after we moved away from there into the desert, I used to draw pictures for my mom and take them to her of the alligators, the monkeys, the coconut trees, and the islands and the water. I crave so much to be back there because that's what felt like home to me. So this is what I'm talking about. Where does it feel like home? And it might have shifted for you. You might, for say, for instance, that might have served me as a child, but maybe now my soul's craving another ecosystem. Check in, continually check in. Or maybe it's craving a couple ecosystems. Maybe you're more like a nomad and need to move through a couple ecosystems like the seasons move through our ecosystem. So check in with that and see where you're at. Now, the next step of the practice, as we shore up that root and we clear the waters, we clear what we're putting into our body and we clear the energy through the sacral, and we start to propel our inner Agni, our life force, to help move us forward, we connect to our heart. And the best way to do this is you can go outside and connect to a tree. These trees are these magnificent elders that we have available to us at all times. And guess what? They don't, you know, operate in the world as we operate in the world. They are there as pillars to, one, provide oxygen, two, to do so much for our ecosystem, our environment that we can't even imagine. But if you sit back up to a trunk of a tree and breathe with the tree, you'll clear your heart, you'll start to connect to yourself, and you'll start to realize where you want to resonate, where is your highest self, where do you want to move into next. And when you go through this practice, let's say on a daily basis, say you wake up, you visualize where you want your foundation to be, and then you think about the water you're taking in, the water that you're drinking, how you can be near the water on a daily basis or on a weekly basis if it's a little bit more difficult. And then take the breath and breathe into your inner Agni, into your solar plexus, into where you will and your power is and your desire and that momentum. And then sit with the tree. Just sit with the tree and breathe and feel your heart and let the answers be heard. Listen. Practice listening and feeling and see what that gives to your voice and how you would like to move forward. With that being said, right here, we're going to listen to Om Tara. Tara is a symbolism for the mother. We all come from a womb in this world system. We cannot dispute that. That's something that we all know as human beings on planet Earth. We come from the womb. But Tara symbolizes the mother. The energy field of Tara is resonating in and out through our Earth. This is a female planet, meaning that the whole biology is set up in this way that we come from a mother field. As you listen to Tara, welcome the energy, the mantra into the heart. Imagine yourself sitting behind next to a tree, back to the tree, filling your heart, allowing the mantra just to give a clearing to the heart and a clearing to your voice, and then visualize how you want to move forward. So simple practice, just connecting with the trees, connecting with the breath, connecting with the next, and seeing where that takes you and where you want to go. So if you think for a moment about that and think about what's possible in every moment, everything is. So simple practice to move forward right now, to move out of fight or flight or move into that thing that you've held yourself back from. You've held it at bay for whatever reason. Allow yourself to start moving, connecting to that foundation, clearing the waters, following the sun, listening to the heart, and see what bursts in the next. You have this beautiful magic afforded to all of you that are listening, and that's the earth. She sits below us and creates beautiful, amazing things around us. We can see it with our eyes. We can feel it if we listen. So, with that being said, we're going to sign out with a little Leonard Cohen, Hallelujah. It's something to celebrate when you know you're ready. You're ready to move back into the world. You're ready to take on something that you're passionate about. You're ready for that. It's something to celebrate. And as you do, just remember the simple things that we've talked about. The simple way to practice on a daily basis is just to connect with you and really listen in. And until next time, if you have any feedback, you'd like to connect, please feel free to send me an email at suzannetoro@gmail.com or s@suzannetoro.com. Either will some make its way to me eventually. And just remember to love yourself, to take time for yourself, reconnect to who you are, and share that with the world around you. Until next time, she is signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, a full heart, a namaste, and a little Leonard Cohen. Hallelujah.